Good afternoon. Welcome to another episode of Logan's Devotions. It's great to be together. Wonderful to open up God's Word for another day and see what He has to say. We're turning through to Luke chapter 11, but before I read our passage, as always, let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for your word, which is just a blessing to us. We acknowledge that often we don't listen very well, and frequently we don't do what it tells us to do. And so we just pray that even now as we turn and consider it, that you would give us understanding and the will to do it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Luke chapter 11, picking up at verse 27. As he said these things, a woman in the crowd raised her voice and said to him, "Blessed is the womb that bore you and the breasts at which you nursed." But he said, "Blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and keep it." Well, we've been following through this little section here on Jesus being sort of opposed, for lack of a better word. Was opposed. People accused him of casting out demons by Beelzebul, which we've been talking about a bit. And then there were those that tried to test him, seeking a sign. And yesterday, well, it wasn't yesterday, I suppose it was last week, really. Last week, we saw that section on the unclean spirit, and it was quite an incredible teaching. It's quite a deep thing for Jesus to perceive. And the people must have been thoroughly impressed with everything Jesus was saying and doing, because out of nowhere, we get this interjection by this woman. And this woman cries out, "Blessed is the womb that bore you and the breasts at which you nursed." Now, for many of us, that might seem like an extremely strange thing to say. But if you're a mother, it probably doesn't seem that very strange to you, because you've probably looked at other children who are extremely well, who are extremely well behaved, who are good little boys and girls. And you've been tempted to think to yourself, well, whosoever mum that child is very fortunate, because that mum, mate, that child's a gem. I wish my children were like that. What's this woman saying? This woman is praising Jesus, but what she's saying is, your mother is the most fortunate mother upon the face of the planet. She is the most blessed woman of all, because firstly, she gave birth to you, and then secondly, you are a living testimony to her caliber. And just all round, you must be an amazing guy and she must be an amazing mum. Jesus responds maybe in a way that you wouldn't expect. I mean, if someone said that to you, if you had been doing something and someone said, "Wow, blessed is your mother. Wow, you must have an amazing mother." Or, "Wow, you're a great testimony to your mum." What would you say? I mean, wouldn't you say something like, "Thanks"? That would be a logical thing to say, right? Or maybe say, "Wow, praise the Lord, it's all of God's grace," or something like that. But that's not what Jesus says. Jesus says, "Blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and keep it." Now, you might think to yourself, that's a really bizarre thing to say. Let me point out a couple of things to you in what Jesus is doing here. Firstly, he's highlighting for this woman that his mother does not have special access to Jesus Christ. Earlier, we saw mother and brothers, and we'll see them crop up again, come to Jesus and seek to gain access to him and save him from the crowds because they thought he was kind of going nuts. And what Jesus is highlighting here is that no physical descent in either direction entitles you to the blessing of God or the blessing of the Lord Jesus Christ. Rather, second point, rather the way blessing comes is by obedience. Now, some of you will be troubled when I say that. You see, we are so schooled and trained in the doctrines of grace that we sort of keep going down a path that begins to undermine the law, undermine the teaching of Scripture, and slowly and subtly we fall into antinomianism. Now, if you want to know what antinomianism is, firstly, I'd encourage you to look up a message by Mark Jones. I highlighted this in my newsletter, which I sent out about 15 minutes ago. If you want to sign up, you can go to gems.hargort.co.nz. But in that message, Dr. Mark Jones unpacks the deadly nature of antinomianism and highlights how prolific it is everywhere. In fact, I think you'll find that it's snuck into most of our churches, not necessarily in the pulpit, but it's snuck into the majority of our churches and is seen living in the furniture. Antinomianism, in a nutshell, is a particular type of view, and it's got various different variations and permeations of it, but in a nutshell, it is the concept that because I have the righteousness of Christ, I don't have to stress about obedience. The main thing I have to do, the command I have to obey, is to trust in Christ. Now, when I say that, that sounds really noble, doesn't it? But Jesus doesn't say, blessed are those that trust in Christ. Though those that trust in Christ are blessed, right? But he's not talking about that. He's talking about those that are in the kingdom, and they are blessed because they hear the word and they keep it. Now, why is that so significant? Well, it's significant because it flows directly out of our understanding of the covenantal people of God. The covenantal people of God from the Old and the New Testament have always functioned in the same way. We are saved by grace. So God says to the people of Israel, I am the Lord your God who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. And in the New Testament, the Lord says to the people of Israel, the church, he says to them, behold, I am the Lord your God who led you out of the land of slavery, the slavery of sin, the slavery of the world. I am the one who has redeemed you out of it. And then he says to us, therefore, this is how I want you to live. And he says to the people of Israel, here are the Ten Commandments. Now go and do them. This is how you shall live. And the same thing happens to the New Testament church. Jesus comes and he takes up the law and he applies it to his hearers. The apostles take the law of God and apply it to their hearers. So Paul will take the command which says, don't muzzle an ox when it's treading out the grain. And he will say, make sure you pay your pastors, in a nutshell. It's direct application coming from the Old Testament law. Why? Because the people of God are saved by grace and live by obedience because they are saved. And this is why blessed is the one who does it, hears it and keeps it. Because by hearing it and keeping it, you are evidencing the fact that you have the blessing and favor of God upon you. And so the great question for us is, are we hearing and doing the word of God? The pathway to success is not doing nothing. The pathway to success is not antinomianism. The pathway to success and greatness and blessedness is coming to Christ by faith alone and then living for him by faith alone, by hearing the word of God and doing it. So let me just encourage you to do one simple thing. Take up the word, read it, and do it, and see the blessing of God. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we acknowledge often we are not very good at obeying your word, and so we pray that you'd help us to do so, not in order to earn something, but because we already have your blessing upon us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.